Thank you, Chair. My name is Beryl Biekman. I'm living in the Netherlands, and I'm from originally from South America in and Africa, of course. I speak on behalf of TIA International and many global coalitions and platforms of African diaspora and people of African descent. Chair, since the UN World Anti-Racism Conference in 2001 in Durban, South Africa, I have had countless opportunities to speak out our concerns about the implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. 24, 18, 17, 16 years ago, and every year again and again in this house, amongst other places in global context. I had expressed fear that my children and grandchildren's children will not do otherwise, even when I have joined the ancestors. For me personally, the World Conference Against Racism 23 years ago in Durban, South Africa, was one of the greatest moments in my life and in my role as civil society liaison to witness the adoption of the DDPA. This in a spirit of people's solidarity and which gave voice to and protected the rights of all victims of racism against African people. Afrophobia, people of African descent, no doubt treasure the DDPA, most as our ideal was recognized as the first victims group and the transatlantic slave trade and slavery was recognized as a crime against humanity. A people's document based on a rough preparatory process and broad participation in the preparatory committee meetings and special caucuses. Chair, truth has the inherent power to produce the promised effect. I'm using this expression to emphasize that we can only be successful in the fight against all forms of multiple racism if we do what we have promised, defending and promoting the fully implementation of the DDPA, which is the strongest universal document of the United Nations programs to realize the rights of all victims of racism, including Afrophobia, racial discrimination, and reparatory, restorative, and climate justice. As I stated in September 2021, during the high-level commemoration of the DDPA, the structural persistent negative campaign to defame and undermine the DDPA and its implementation is unacceptable. We now have the opportunity to make it clear to our opponents that it must be stopped with the structural undermining of the DDPA. That it is a blow in the face of all those who campaigned for the holding of the Third World Conference Against Racism by ensuring the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action through a broad-based democratic process. The undermining must stop, Chair. Without the DDPA, we would not have been as close as we are today in having a global platform position to recognize the unfulfilled rights of Africans and people of African descent at the United Nations and in the sphere of the global society. During this 23rd session, we must come out with a crystal clear statement that the time is now, is today. Is today to say no to the denial of the DDPA in the name of people of African descent, and that we shall not settle down for anything less than our birth and collective right and our human rights. It is time now to agree with senior officials of the United Nations to stand up and speak out against the disinformation and false propaganda against the DDPA. During many occasions, we experienced the absence of different countries when it concerned activities with regard to the DDPA. This must be the stake for a promotion campaign this year towards the 25th commemoration of the DDPA. Chair, I'm coming to an end. After 23 years of the DDPA, the conclusion is that few people in the Netherlands, for instance, are not aware of the importance of the DDPA. Our concerns are especially with regards to the young generation, black and white in short, from all ethnic groups who are implicitly deprived of knowledge about the meaning and importance of the DDPA. We believe that this is an important task for your working group in the field of expertise, promotion, and capacity building on the implementation of the DDPA, even though we are aware that the UN has important mechanisms in place to monitor compliance with the DDPA. Let me skip some. What I would like also to bring in to your attention is the importance of Article 3Q of the African Union African Diaspora Constitutive Act. Article 3Q of the African Union Constitutive Act. And many declarations and proclamations in context of reparatory justice for Africa and African people. The African Union has declared 2025 as the year of reparatory justice. In 2021, the Togo government declared 2021 until 2031 as the decade of African roots and diaspora. In Europe, we have established the Pan-African Forum of People of African Descent and the Pan-African Coalition on Reparatory Justice. I bring in memory February 26. We commemorate 140 years of the Berlin Conference. These are all tools to strengthen the implementation of the DDPA, that we realize the important task that your working group has to bring the agenda in the field of the full implementation of the DDPA and all affiliated resolutions and declarations to a successful conclusion. Without the fully adoption, we will not be successful again in fully implementation of the second decade for people of African descent. But my heart was crying. But I will confess now that I am very hopeful, as we are at this moment. We count on the members of your working group and thank the African group in particular for the understanding on the basis of which the term Afrophobia, for instance, will eventually find its way into the annals of the United Nations. I thank you for your attention.